不要为了我的考试睡不着，这样我不好意思。
Please don't lose any sleep over my exam, otherwise I'll feel bad about it.
那请问阅书写完的请举手，或是开始写的请举手。
How many of you have completed or have begun working on the test for Joel? Please raise your hands, even if you've just begun working on it.
好，那你们写几题啦？
How many questions have you answered?
啊？写几题啊？那你呢？啊，那你呢？写几题啦？对，你写五题啦。还有呢？你写几题？不是，我是问你写几题，不要打挥手问。好，写一题。那你呢？两题。一个写五题，一个写一题，一个写两题。五六七八，五六七八，三二没有啊，不然我们平均一人写两题好不好？
So, what we've done is we've taken the number of questions that people have answered, added them up, and taken the average number of questions that people have answered so far, and it seems that people have answered an average of, the three people that we talked to have answered an average of 2.2 questions.
那我们来先看一下子哈，就是因为那写五题的你就委屈一点嘛哈，那你写一题再写一题就好了，那你写两题就两题哈，那其他都没有写嘛，对不对？
And so what we've decided is that everyone should just answer two questions out of Joel, and apologies to the brother who answered all five, but we took the average, and so for Joel, just answer two of the questions.
你要跟他们讲一下。对，我们现在就看阅书最后面那个题目。
And let's turn to the questions in the back of the handout on Joel to decide what questions that you should answer.
还有个问题，问前面。
没有，我现在来讲。
We're going to decide now what questions you should answer.
第一个，我们那个第四题、第五题是一题的哈。一两个合起来的，对不对
？Questions 4 and 5 can be considered as one question.
那我们看第写第五题跟第六题就好，好吗
？Okay. So why don't we answer questions 5 and 6?
好不好？
So for the test for Joel, please answer questions 5 and 6.
那刚刚举手的人，如果你已经答五题，就交那五题就好。那你已经答两题的，就把你不一定答五六题，对不对？你就把你那两题交来就好。
And so for those of you who have answered two questions already or five questions already, you can just turn in what you have, no matter what question you answer.
我看这样子。没有，五题，第五题就好。嘿嘿，如果你第四题要答也可以。
Just 5 and 6, and feel free to answer other ones if you wish to, but just 5 and 6 are required.
多答没有关系啦，但是答两题就可以了嘛。
Yeah, it's always permissible to do more than is required, so, but 5 and 6.
那还有没有什么，对不起，还有没有什么其他的不懂呢？
Are there any questions that you have? The brother asked a question about.
你英文看不懂了哈、哦？啊，你就用英文那个就可以了。会啊，问一下子啦，问一下子就可以了。
If some of you who have the English, or who are reading the Holy Communion handout in English, because the question is not printed on the Chinese handout, please help those who only have the Chinese handout to answer the questions.
好，那我们奉耶稣基督圣名，我们来学习我们教会历史。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our studies on church history.
你们已经有看过习教里三零六年发生什么事情
For those of you who have looked at the material on foot washing, what happened in the year 306?
好，请你说。大公会议不是大会公议。对。
The sister said that in the year 306, 西班牙。
在西班牙。
There was a
大公会，这是大公会是在西班牙开的。
There was a church council which was held in Spain, and at that council it was decided that foot washing was no longer to be required as a sacrament.
那个西角里那个你们回去自己看啦，因为我感觉我写得很详细啦哈，我从西角那个近东的西角，罗马西亚的西角，罗马的西角，我问你一个问题哈，亚伯拉罕有没有跟他的有人来，对不对？为他的客人远客洗脚。
Okay. And I'll just ask you to go home, when you go home, to please look at the material I've prepared on the foot washing, because it's quite elaborate, talking about foot washing traditions in the Near East and in the Roman Empire. But let me pose a question to you now. When Abraham received guests, did he wash their feet?
那个《创世纪》十八章第一节之下，有没有？
This is in Genesis chapter 18, verse 1. Yes or no?
Check.
Chuck?
No. No. 要记住，圣经里面，客人来，你不可以拿水跟他洗脚啊。你也不，没有这个归风俗。
Remember that in the Bible, when you had guests come, there was no such tradition of washing the guests' feet.
跟就是洗脚的哈，一般的就是奴隶才要洗，跟人家洗脚，奴隶哦，买来的奴隶。
You would not wash the feet of your guests. Instead, the foot washing was a custom that was performed only by servants or slaves.
还有太太可以替先生洗脚，那这个洗脚不是这个跟这个奴隶跟这个不一样，这个奴隶的洗脚是买来的，就好像。跟客人洗脚啊，或是，但是太太跟先生洗脚是，如果先生又有婢女哈，婢女不可以跟先生洗脚啊，只能太太才可以洗脚。婢女洗脚，等一下，那个先生被这婢女抢去怎么办？所以先生洗脚只能太太洗。
And so the one type of foot washing was a foot washing that was performed by the servants or the slaves, and this was practice that only they did.There was another type of foot washing, and that was that the husband could wash the feet of the husband. But if the husband... 先生洗太太一下。
没有没有，太太洗先生。
The wife... the other foot washing was that the wife could wash the feet of her husband. And if the husband had other concubines, they were not allowed to wash his feet, only his wife.
第三个是女儿洗爸爸。
The third type of foot washing was that the daughter would wash the feet of her father.
我里面都有故事的啦。再来是门徒洗拉比。
And the fourth type of foot washing was that the students would wash the feet of their teacher.
那没有主人洗客人的，没有这一套的。
And there is no such thing as the master of the house washing the feet of his guests.
你念念看那段是怎么写的。
And read the section in Genesis chapter 18 and try to figure out what's happening there.
有客人来是顶多最有礼貌的是主人拿水端水出来给客人，客人自己洗脚啊，是拿水给他洗，不是我拿水洗你的脚，两回事啊。
And the most extreme case that the master of the house would go to would be that the master himself would fetch the water.But then have the servants to wash the guests' feet.
我摆饭给你吃，不是我喂你吃，这两回事吧。
So, for example, if I set food before you, it's different than if I set food before you and feed you with my own hand.
Chuck, 是不是这样？
Is that right, Chuck?
你我以为他在找《创世纪》十八章第一节到哎之下。
In Genesis chapter 18, verse.Chapter 18, verses 1 onwards.
好，没有其他的讲了哈。
So you agree that Abraham did not wash the feet of his guests?
But
it was not necessarily the case that even if Abraham had brought the water to them, it was not necessarily the case that his servants would wash the feet. If you look in the verse, it says, "Let me bring you water, and you can wash your own feet."
圣经没有了，没有说主人洗客人的脚，都没有。
And there's no case ever recorded in the Bible of the master washing himself, washing the feet of his guests who came to see him.
那洗脚，你再看那个。 罗德也是一样，罗德人家到他那里，对不对？那天使又到罗德那里，罗德是要拿水给他洗啊。再过来，洗脚那个约瑟，他的哥哥跟他第三次之后，他认面之后，他也约瑟也是叫人拿水给他洗脚，给他们的哥哥洗脚，有没有？和好了嘛？不是约瑟洗他的脚，也不是约瑟仆人洗他的脚，而是什么？他拿水给他自己洗脚，就说：“哎，我接纳你这样。”
There are two other stories of foot washing in Genesis. One is when the angels came to visit Lot. Lot also brought them water for them to wash their own feet. The other case is concerning Joseph. When his brothers came to see him in Egypt, he also had water brought out so that they could wash their own feet. But in no case did the master ever wash himself, wash the feet of his guests.
那在旧约都是这样子的，没有主人洗仆人的脚，没有主人洗客人的脚，没有一次都没有。
And this was the tradition in the Old Testament that not once did the, would the master wash the feet of his guests.
那在门徒洗拉比，就是拉比他的学生洗拉比的脚。
And we also talked about another form of foot washing, which was the washing of the rabbi's feet by the students, or the students would wash their teacher's feet.
我这一堂虽然是教历史，等一下会讲教历史，但是算是那个习教理的课哈。所以你完了之后，你不要说，哎，我们没有上习教理哦，有，现在正在上哈。说明一下。Even
though our class today is on church history, I'm also incorporating the material from the foot washing class. So pay attention to this and don't say I didn't teach you about foot washing.
因为，比如说雅各他的儿子们到了埃及。 那个约瑟叫人拿水给他洗。其实那时候的雅各他们是牧羊民族，对不对？哦，游牧民族啊，到处游牧住帐篷，是被当事人所轻视的。他们很卑贱，你不要，我们现在不要以为说哦，亚伯拉罕很高贵，或是亚伯以撒很高贵，或是那个雅各很高贵，不是啊。牧羊人，我们听到牧羊人的印象很好，对不对？在当时啊。 3000多年前，亚伯拉罕、亚以撒、雅各那个时候是最落后的。我在那个哪里啊，在加州的时候，不是加州，在那LA去信徒家哈。那信徒家如果说要割草什么，他们说啊，这个种族的其实可能嘛，就要叫墨西哥人来啊，都很轻视那个样子。我是意思说，在那个时候，他们还这里的，因为说是马赛沟啦，还是什么东西哈。 那个时候亚伯拉罕他们牧羊人被埃及人看也是这样子，并且很讨厌的。圣经说埃及人很讨厌他们呐，讨厌跟那个牧羊人在一起，不能不也不跟他们在一起吃饭呢。所以不要想说哎亚伯拉罕很高贵啊什么，他们是一群很卑贱的人呐。当时无名人很讨厌的，所以亚伯拉罕被神召的时候是什么？无名的倒退，不是信了神之后那个他的。 无名水准提高，而是无名什么降低了。本来他是在无名的地方，现在变得不无名了。所以这些不无名的人来到埃及之后，他们根本就拿水给他洗，就很高兴的，还会替他洗脚。别想了。
One thing we have to remember when we talk about Abraham and Isaac and all the patriarchs is that they were all nomadic peoples, and they herded, you know, their flocks in the wilderness and wandered about. One thing that we need to remember is that at the time they were despised by people who lived in cities or people who were settled. Just as today in California, a lot of the agricultural work is done by Mexicans. So at the same time, in the same way, during that time, there was also this kind of distinction. And when Jacob's sons went to Egypt to see Joseph, they were treated as honored guests, but in fact, their status in the society at that time was very low, and the Egyptians despised, people at that time in general despised nomadic peoples and considered them to be quite primitive. And so when Abraham was called by God, he actually left a place, his place that where he had formerly dwelt, which was quite civilized and urban, and moved into a style of life that then was considered primitive, backward, and to be despised. And so when the angels came to visit Abraham, we shouldn't think that they were too honored, that if someone came to visit Abraham, we shouldn't think that they would be too honored that Abraham would wash their feet, or Abraham would have their feet washed for them.
Like, just 拉比的门生，然后他们要经过要拉比要考试的，那要锻炼的。那一个人的家，他的一个儿子就得到拉比，好像说得到博士哈，学位回来了，得到拉比这个头衔回来了，哇！那回到家之后呢，他妈妈很高兴啊，就要跟他的儿子习讲。One
time there was a student who was studying to become a rabbi. And to attain this kind of status was a very honorable achievement. And once he had attained to this title of rabbi, he came home and to his mother. And his mother was so happy for him that she wanted to wash his feet.
他说怎么可以啊，妈妈洗我的脚，因为被妈妈洗脚这是不孝的，不孝顺在当时的话就是要用被石头打死的。And
he said, and when his mother wanted to wash his feet, he said, how can I let my mother, my own mother, wash my feet? Because this is very extremely disrespectful and dishonorable to my mother. At the time, if you did not obey and honor your parents, it was an offense that was punishable by stoning.
他的妈妈就去告长老，说这个儿子不让我洗他的脚。And
then the mother went to inquire of the elders, and she said to them, my son will not allow me to wash his feet.
那这个儿子有理由，就说因为他是我的妈妈，所以不能洗我的脚。
And of course, the son has a reason, and the reason is because the mother wants to wash the son's feet. The son would not allow that.
他妈妈说，因为他是拉比，他不让我洗脚，就是让我损失了一次为拉比服务的机会。因为他们认为说为拉比服务，这是好像卫生服务，这是服侍的一个机会。他让我失掉这个机会，所以他就去控告那个长老说，这个拉比是没有爱心。
And so, although the son did not want his mother to wash his feet out of a sense of respect for his mother, the mother went and reported him and brought charges against him to the elders and said, this rabbi is not a true rabbi because he has refused to allow me to wash his feet and thereby depriving me of a chance to serve the rabbi, which is one of those four forms of foot washing.
你想这样的控告案谁会赢啊?
And so think about this dilemma for a while. Who do you think is correct, the son or the mother?
最后在拉比文学里面判断，是因为这个妈妈有两个理由：第一个，因为她是妈妈。 所以他妈妈讲的儿子要听，对不对？如果他不听他的话，他就不孝。第二个，儿子是拉比，那所以拉比有义务给人家洗脚，所以最后判决他的妈妈洗他的儿子的脚。啊，因为这是很特殊的，太特殊了，所以就记载在那个拉比文学里面，记他一笔这样。And
if we look back,
平常是我们吃饭睡觉，有什么好记的，对不对？
If we look back in the rabbinic literature, because this was such an unusual case, it was recorded down, and the verdict that they delivered was that the mother was correct on two counts. First, she was the mother of the son, therefore the son should always obey the mother. Secondly, the rabbis should always give people the opportunity to serve them, And so because of these two reasons, they said that the mother was justified in asking to wash her son's feet.
他们当时罗马主耶稣那个时候的人啊，不是天天洗澡的。
During the time of Jesus, people did not bathe daily.
没有水。
Because there was a lack of water.
再来，那时候的他们那个地方天气比较干燥一点，不用天天洗澡。
And also the climate in the region was dry, was quite dry, and they did not need to bathe every day.
台湾人是天天洗澡了，但是其他的地方，欧洲人很少。不是说很少，就是不是每天洗澡，每天洗澡会皮肤病啊。
In Taiwan, people often bathe every day, but in places like Europe, people do not necessarily bathe every day because if you do that too much, it's not that good for your skin either.
有人不信啊，那个张传道的儿子啊，不信，去那边他笑说：“哎，你们怎么这么脏？没有每天洗澡，结果他天天洗，最后他什么皮肤病，后来他就不敢了。”不敢天天洗澡。
One time a brother of ours in Germany who came from Taiwan, when he first came, he laughed at all of us and said, oh, you guys are so dirty, you don't take a bath every day. But after a while, he himself developed some problems with his skin because he was bathing himself so frequently, and he didn't laugh at us anymore after that.
但是在中东那些地方的人，主耶稣那个时代人要什么？天天洗脚，睡觉之前要洗脚。
But one of the practices in the Near East at the time, in Jesus' time, was that every day, every night before they went to sleep, they would wash their feet.
雅各里面有一个那个他的就是那心腹哈，那个两人来叩门，他说不用了，我不开门，为什么呢？我脚已经洗了。所以他们对他们来讲，晚上要睡觉之前洗脚是一个很大的事情啊。他们晚上睡觉之前就脚洗洗，然后就把脚收到床上才睡着。啊，明天再下来这样。然后说洗脚，天天要洗，有没有？雅各有没有？我在我里面都有了哈，如果你有看就晓得。所以洗脚，那洗完脚呢，他们有时候一盆水呢，就一家洗这样，大的小的洗。洗完之后就往那个外面哈，一泼就泼出去了，就泼了。所以台湾有一个歌什么，你那么拿那个脸盆水往一泼，泼到了皮鞋上有没有？可能是洗脚的水吧，那个这歌嘛。
One of the stories in the New Testament concerns a man who needed to ask for some bread from his neighbor, and when he knocked on the door at night, his neighbor said to him, "I've already washed my feet, and I'm already in bed. I cannot get up to open the door for you." So we know that the custom was that every night before you went to sleep, sometimes the whole family would use one basin of water, but everyone would wash their feet, and then right after that, they would go to bed.
我讲这些最主要是要讲洗脚礼仪。为什么那彼得会吓一跳？主耶稣要洗他的脚，他吓说：“我绝对不能，绝对不能。”
The reason I'm saying this is so that you can understand why Peter was so adamant in refusing to let Jesus wash his feet. When Jesus wanted to wash Peter's feet at the Last Supper, Peter said, "My Lord, you shall never wash my feet."
因为他们洗脚是自己洗的啦。
And the reason for this is because they were accustomed to washing their own feet.
所以是小孩子，爸爸妈妈替他洗脚。
The exception to this rule was that children would have their feet washed by their parents.
但是这些洗脚都是跟宗教典礼没有关系的。
But when children had their feet washed by their parents, this had nothing to do with the religious rites.
跟宗教典礼有关系的是在旧约里面的洁净礼。
And the one kind of foot washing that has religious significance is the foot washing for the cleansing rites in the Old Testament.
旧约的洁净礼，祭司要进行献祭，要洁净，要从头洗到脚。
In this cleansing rite, before the priest would go in to make and would go in and make an offering to God, the priest would have to wash himself from head to toe.
然后那个在其他的宗教，他们如果要进他们的庙宇、他们的殿里面去，也要洗脚。
In other religions, there was also the custom of washing your feet before you entered into a temple for worship.
现在就是说回教，现在他们要进他们清真寺，要脱鞋子洗脚。
And even in Islam, before you enter into a mosque, your feet must be clean and you must take your shoes off.
啊，这是跟宗教典礼有关系的洁净的，但是这都是自己洗的，没有说一个人在那里替你洗。
And these kinds of cleansings all have religious significance, but in every one of these cases, you need to wash your own feet.
好，那我们看那个约翰福音十三章。
Now let's turn to John chapter 13.
用两分钟时间，你把它读一下，自己看一下。
Why don't you quickly scan it? I'll give you a minute or two to look over it yourself.
十七章第一节之下开始念。十七，十三章。
Chapter 13.
第一节以下。
From just read, start reading from the beginning.
十三章第一节看到二十节。
Please read from verse 1 to verse 20.
好，我们看这段，我们可以晓得洗脚里的先决条件是什么。因为我们看第一节。
Let's look at what all the preconditions are for the sacrament of foot washing, beginning from verse 1.
一节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既爱世间属自己的人，所以是洗脚里的先决条件是什么？
So the first
属自己的人。
Requirement for the foot washing in verse 1 it says Jesus having loved his own who were in the world so that means that those who are Jesus' own
所以他就爱他们到底
and those who are his own he loved till the end
不是属耶稣的人就没有以下这些动作、如果谁不是属耶稣的人就没有以下的洗脚里的这个动作
and those who did not belong to Jesusthen would not be able to receive the foot washing.
然后主耶稣没有讲什么就替他们洗脚。
And Jesus, without saying a word, began to wash their feet.
那这时候门徒会吓一跳。
And at this time, the disciples must have been shocked.
从来没有发生的事情。
This was something that had never happened before.
就是这些门徒是耶稣的客人的话也不会替他洗脚。圣经没有这回事情，不要说，哎呀，圣经有 里面有记载说有仆人客人来，那个仆人为了表示欢迎，然后就主人拿水跟客人洗脚，这样对不对？不对，没有这回事，自己想出来的。
And the reason that they were so shocked was that this had never happened, and that even if they were the honored guests of Jesus, Jesus himself would not wash his feet, because as we've seen, this never happened before in the Bible where the master would himself wash the feet of even his guests.
连主人拿水跟客人洗脚就没有这个例的，何况老师拿水跟徒弟洗脚，哇，这个是人家说小心雷打的话打死人了。
And if there was no precedent of even a master washing the feet of his guests, then for a teacher to begin washing the feet of his disciples was indeed something that was unheard of.
所以当一直洗洗到西门彼得的时候，
then Jesus came to Simon Peter.
那第六节，彼得问说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”
Verse 6, Peter said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?"
他很郑重，是不是洗我的脚？
And Peter very seriously asked Jesus this question.
第七节，
Verse 7,
耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”所以跟主耶稣跟了三年的彼得还不明白。
Jesus said, "What I'm doing now, you do not know, but afterward you will understand." So even Peter, who had been with Jesus for 3 years, did not understand what Jesus was doing for him.
所以可见耶稣做的这个洗脚这个动作是超越了当时的所有的规矩，所有的风俗，所有的人间能够想象的东西。
And so we can see that this action that Jesus performed surpassed all the expectations, traditions, and imaginations of the people at the time.
但是主耶稣说你以后会晓得。
But Jesus said, but someday you will know what I'm doing.
什么之后呢？
And afterwards, what does afterwards mean?
就是他们得圣灵之后。
And Jesus meant that after you receive the Holy Spirit, you will understand.
没有圣灵的启示，不知道。
And without the revelation of the Holy Spirit, they would remain ignorant.
因为没有圣灵的启示的人，他永远想不通为什么要洗脚。
Because for those people,
他说我现在做的你不知道，以后才会知道。但是呢，彼得还是以他正常人的这个平常人的头脑来想来讲话。
Jesus already told Peter that you do not understand what I'm doing now, but someday you will. But in verse 8, Peter continued in a very human reaction.
彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”
Peter said, "You shall never wash my feet."
永远不可以，意思说没有这回事啊！永远不可以，死也不让你洗。
And what Peter was saying was that you shall never wash my feet. There is no such thing as a disciple, the master washing the feet of the disciple. Even if I die, you will not wash my feet.
耶稣轻轻讲一句话说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份。”
But Jesus replied back to him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part in me."
彼得听，再没有问什么了，吓一跳了。
And Peter was even more shocked when he heard this.
他不但洗脚，连手、连头、连整个身体都要让他洗啊。
And he said, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head."
他说：“主啊，不但洗我的脚啊，连手啊、头也都一起洗，意思说头、手、脚全部洗，从头洗到脚。
”And so Peter was saying, "If you're going to wash, then wash my entire body."
为什么？
And why did Peter say this?
耶稣说：“我不洗你，你就跟我什么无份。”所以他听到这个吓了。
Because
这个份，如果你从那个创世纪到启示录把它全部查起来了，回去查查看，很重要的一个字，跟耶稣没有份，你信耶稣干什么
？And the reason Peter said this was because he was terrified when Jesus said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part in me." If you look beginning in the Old Testament.At this concept of having a part or a portion in the Lord, not to have one's part in Jesus, then there would be no point in believing in him at all.
那主耶稣才讲说，你不要那么紧张啦。
At this time, Jesus told him to calm down a little bit.
说凡洗过澡的，只要把脚一洗，你全身就干净了。
He said, "He who has bathed does not need to wash, for he is clean all over."
所以这就是典礼的。典礼性的，也是神秘，不能说神秘的，就是奥秘性的洗脚礼。
And here we begin to see the sacrament of the foot washing, as well as how wonderful it is.
最主要的一个 关键句子，就是属自己的人，耶稣耶稣的人才要洗，并且呢是洗了之后跟主有份。那就是说，你洗礼之后跟耶稣有份的人之后才洗脚。我们教会没有说哦，那先洗个脚再去洗礼，有没有这样子？绝对不可以这样子的。
The key concepts to remember is that Jesus only washed the feet of those who were His own, and that the foot washing must be performed to have a part in Jesus. And so what this means is that you need to be baptized in order to receive the foot washing. In our church, we have never had a case where we first wash the feet of the person and then go and baptize this person.
没有洗过礼，跟耶稣没有不是属耶稣人就不能接受洗脚礼。
Those who have not been baptized are not considered Jesus' own, therefore they do not receive the foot washing.
所以洗礼跟洗脚礼是连在一起的。
And so from this we can see that baptism and the foot washing are related to each other.
不可以分开。
They cannot be separated.
我们的五个很重要的真理就是，譬如说圣灵，你可以先得圣灵再洗礼啊。
Among the other five basic beliefs that we hold, taking the example of the Holy Spirit, it is not uncommon for someone to receive the Holy Spirit before baptism.
那有人洗礼之后过了好几十年，一二十年还没得到圣灵啊，没有关系的。
It is also not uncommon for someone to be baptized and then to go for 10 or 20 years without receiving the Holy Spirit.
有人还没受洗就守安息日守的哈，又遵守安息日，守得很好啊，没有关系。
Some people, before they're baptized, have already begun to keep the Sabbath holy, and that is all fine.
那只有那些洗过澡的人才要再把脚一洗。
But Jesus said that only those who have been bathed still need to wash their feet.
所以我们讲的洗脚礼不是一个单向的、抽离出来的、单独的一个典礼，它应该是跟洗礼连在一起讲的。
So when we talk about the foot washing, we should not take it as an independent sacrament or something that we can take by itself and talk about or perform. Rather, the baptism and the foot washing are intimately connected to each other.
如果是分开的话，那也可以说，那现在比较方便，先把洗脚礼洗完。那因为现在太冷了哈，我们冬天洗脚礼啊，到夏天才去洗礼，这不行的，没有这回事。
Because perhaps if it were more convenient, we could say, well, since the winter time is cold, why don't we wash people's feet in the winter time, and when the summer time comes, we'll baptize them. You cannot do this because both are connected to each other.
一定先要洗礼，洗礼之后还要洗脚礼，才跟主有份。
Baptism always comes first, and after the baptism follows the foot washing, so that you will have a part in Jesus.
因为洗脚礼不是说我们互相来洗啊，不是。
Furthermore, the sacrament of foot washing does not mean that we, as the members, wash each other's feet.
主耶稣说，如果我不洗你的脚，你就与我无份，是你我我的关系啊，不是我们大家的关系。
Jesus said, if I do not wash you, you have no part in me. This sentence is talking about the relationship between Jesus and Peter, or between the two people directly.
我是耶稣了，所以洗脚礼是耶稣跟你，那你跟耶稣的关系。
And so your foot washing is the relationship between you and Jesus, and between you, between Jesus and you.
所以说没有说你们要互相洗脚，没有，在耶稣执行这个有份的这个礼的时候，典礼的时候，洗脚礼的时候，他没有说你们互相洗洗啊，你们常常争大，哈、哦，他们有时候常常在。搞小圈子嘛哈，门徒里面呢、啊，那有人想增大，然后他们有蛮好。
When Jesus was performing the sacrament of foot washing for his disciples, he did not say, "Oh, you should love one another and be humble to one another and wash each other's feet," because the disciples often were vying for power within the circle of disciples. During this passage, Jesus did not tell them to wash each other's feet.
所以耶稣所做的这个是典礼性的一次的有份的洗脚。
And so what Jesus was performing here was a sacrament that was effective and would assure that the disciples would have a part in him.
你不被耶稣洗脚，你就跟耶稣没有份了。
Because if you did not have your feet washed by Jesus, then you would not be part of him.
然后耶稣做完了这个之后，他在十二节之后，耶稣做完了，他就穿上衣服了，坐在那里开始教训他们。
After Jesus washed his feet in verse 12, he took up his garments and resumed his place and began to teach them.
用这个洗脚礼讲出一篇洗脚礼的教训的道理。
And following the washing of his disciples' feet, he began to deliver a teaching on the meaning of foot washing.
说我是你们主了，还洗你们脚，所以你们要彼此洗脚。这个彼此洗脚就是说，这是教训性的。
And here he said, I as your teacher and your master have washed your feet. That means that you should also wash each other's feet. And this was an instructional teaching that Jesus gave after the sacrament.
所以跟主耶稣跟他们洗脚的那一次的有份的洗脚，叫做典礼性的洗脚。
And so when Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, this was the sacramental foot washing.
然后主耶稣叫他们门徒跟门徒之间要彼此洗脚的，这是教训性的洗脚。
After Jesus had performed this sacrament for his disciples, then he instructed them to wash each other's feet, and this is a different kind of foot washing. It was a foot washing that was encouraged by Jesus in his teaching.
在典礼性的洗脚里面有奥秘。
The sacrament of foot washing.Is very profound.
是奥秘的。
And it's a mystery.
教训性的这个呢是象征的。
The second kind of foot washing, that which the disciples were taught to perform for each other, was symbolic.
我们现在用这个，等一下讲教历史要讲到那个圣餐也是一样。我们圣餐有两节，对不对？现在也开始讲圣餐礼了哈。
And so please distinguish between the two foot washings, the sacrament of the foot washing, which is full of the mystery of God, and the symbolic foot washing, which is more of a moral teaching to the followers. And will we also use these terms when we talk about the Holy Communion?
那在典礼性的，这个有奥秘，在典礼性里面就是有奥秘性。
The sacrament of the foot washing possesses the mystery of God.
奥秘就是圣灵在里面运行。
And what we mean by mystery is that the Holy Spirit is working within the sacrament.
并且在典礼本身有真正的实质的功效，有灵的功效。
And that the sacrament itself has spiritual efficacy.
那这象征性的呢，只是用这个典礼它所引发出来的道德性的一个教训。
The second kind of foot washing, the symbolic foot washing, is a moral teaching that is derived from the sacrament of foot washing, but is not the sacrament itself.
啊，这是属于灵修的。
And the second type of foot washing belongs in the realm of our own spiritual discipline.
比如说，门徒常常在吵架。
For example, the disciples often fought with each other.
所以就叫他们彼此互相洗脚，你洗我，我也洗你。
And that's why Jesus said that you should wash each other's feet.
大家一起洗。
And we should all come together to do this.
表示说互相谦卑，互相服侍。
To represent our humility for each other and our service for each other.
那个就不是主耶稣所讲的，说我洗你的脚，你洗，你就，主耶稣没有说，如果这样的话，那门徒要洗耶稣的脚啊。就是说如果要学互相彼此洗脚的话，没有啊，只是耶稣单向的洗脚。所以这典礼性的洗脚是单向的，耶稣跟他的门徒洗。反过来，彼得不也没有说，那我跟你洗洗啊，我们彼此，没有这个的。
And this is very different from the sacrament of foot washing. The sacrament of foot washing was administered only by Jesus to his disciples. Peter did not say, "Oh Lord, let me wash your feet now that you've washed mine."
所以典礼性的洗脚是单向的，耶稣洗你就完了，你没有说啊，我来洗耶稣。
The sacrament of foot washing, the action only travels in one direction. Jesus washes your feet, and it doesn't go the other way around.
教训性的洗礼洗脚是双向的，我洗你，你要洗我，我洗你，你不洗我怎么办？我一直赦免你，你都气得我要命，这样不成。耶稣说要彼此， 这就是教训性的、道德性的、灵修的。
But the symbolic foot washing which Jesus taught his disciples to do to each other is mutual. The disciples should wash each other's feet in order to improve their own spirituality and humility.
我们晚五分钟了，等一下晚五分钟上课。Let
me just take five minutes more.
但是后来就有一个争执了。
But later there arose a dispute concerning foot washing.
有人想得比较快啊。
And some people thought more and more about this question.
哎，他说这样子洗礼不是，那在洗脚的话，再把脚一洗来干净，那洗礼好像就功效没有功效，还是洗礼功效减半，还是洗礼是不是完全的功效？我们说洗礼有赦罪的功效，对不对？是不是完全赦的？那如果完全赦的话，为什么那个洗脚礼是不是还是洗不干净，还要再洗个脚？那这样如果要洗脚礼的话，是不是把洗礼的这个功效打折扣，或是怎么样？有人就这样想，对不对？在当时候了，
so,
你们会不会这样想
？At the time when people began to think about foot washing, they began to think that if foot washing is necessary and baptism is necessary, how can they both be necessary and completely effective? If baptism is supposed to be for the complete washing away of your sins, then why do you need to have your feet washed still? And it seems that the logical conclusion would be that, well, perhaps baptism is less effective or not entirely effective and needs the foot washing. And perhaps some of you have had this question in your minds yourselves too. Everything that I'm saying is also written in the teaching material. You can
那因为这样的一个问题，所以呢，后来在306年，他们就把它取消了，把洗脚礼典礼性的洗脚礼取消。他说不用了，这样的话你再来一个洗脚礼，就把洗礼的那功效减退了，不要毁掉。
And because of this question, in this council in the year 306, the church decided that the foot washing was no longer a sacrament, because they felt that if it was a sacrament, it would take away from the wholeness of the baptism, and they decided that the church no longer needed to wash the feet as a sacrament.
哇，这个306年啊，它的第48条里面
，and in the council in the year 306, this decision was recorded in Canon 48.
里面有记载的。
And it is also recorded in your materials.
但是在这个当中，有一个 Ambrose, A-M-B-R-S-E, 他就那时候一直他还是主张要洗脚，有典礼性的洗脚礼。
At this time, Ambrose still believed that the foot washing had the sacramental effect.
我们昨天有讲过，他是米兰的，后来米兰的大主教。
As we mentioned yesterday, Ambrose was the bishop of Milan.
他是奥古斯丁的老师。
And the teacher of Augustine.
他说，他所得到的这个消息是从耶路撒冷传到安提阿，然后从安提阿再传到米兰，所以他说他的这个洗脚礼是正统。
And Ambrose said that he believed that the foot washing was a sacrament because he had received his line of authority all from Jerusalem to Antioch to where he was in Milan.
那306人这个大公会之后，渐渐的，大家有头脑转的比较快，人就说对呀、啊、对呀、啊，所以那个时候就在罗马的帝国之下，教会渐渐的就这洗脚礼就没有了。
And as a result of this decision in the year 306, many people agreed with it, and gradually foot washing disappeared as a sacrament in the churches in the Roman Empire.
那在修道院里面，他们还有彼此洗脚这个习惯。
However, in the monasteries, they still retained the custom of mutual washing of feet.
那在后来新教里面，那个安息日会兄弟会，他们现在还有彼此洗脚。如果你去安息日会聚会的话，他们有时候圣餐哦，完了之后他们会互相洗脚，拿一个水哦，拿一个水让大家洗脚，表示说相爱啊。在耶稣受难节的时候，天主教的教皇也会跟那些大主教洗脚。 表示跟他们亲近，表示说他虽然是教皇，但是也是学耶稣很谦卑温柔。但是他们现在一般还有的洗脚都是以教训性的洗脚。全世界现在唯一的有我查到的资料，有典礼性的洗脚，并且在典礼性洗脚之后还有教训的，只有一个教会，是谁？圣书教会哈。
Let me translate this first. After the foot washing disappeared as a sacrament, the second kind of foot washing we talked about, the symbolic foot washing, continued, and even to this day in the Reformed churches, for example, in the Seventh-day Adventist Church or the Church of the Brethren, you can still see the practice of the mutual washing of feet today. Also, at the time, the popes would sometimes wash the feet of the emperor, but these were all the second or the symbolic type of foot washing. And as far as my research has shown me, today there is only one church in the world that practices, that believes in not only the sacrament of foot washing, but in also the second type of foot washing, which is the mutual foot washing for our own spiritual benefit and for our own service to each other. And that is our church.